So as I said at the beginning, we celebrate this great feast of St. Matthew, the apostle, one of the foundation stones of our faith. And it's important and necessary for us to have that understanding, to realize how God's plan is in our life. And he chose people, these men, to be the first leaders of the church, and that through their words and through their example, the name of Jesus, the gospel, which means the good news, was spread little by little, person by person, throughout the whole world. And so we're part of that chain. What started with Jesus went to the apostles and to the early church, and now 2,000 years later, here we are. And your priests are called in a very special way to continue that message of spreading the good news. But not just the priests, everyone is. Especially if you've been baptized and then once you're confirmed, you have a very special call to be like an apostle, someone who is sent out to proclaim the name of Jesus. And this is why we celebrate this feast today and all the apostles, because this is God's plan. This is what he wanted. And that notion of what God wants, God's plan, his call, was in the first reading and in the gospel. St. Paul reminds us to live worthily in the manner that we have been called. And if we were listening well, the first school mass we had, if we remember the first school mass, the very same reading we had. So now that's twice in just a few weeks that we're hearing the same scripture proclaimed. And so sometimes we need that repetition. Just like in class, your teacher has to repeat things. You go over things again and again. When you're practicing for sports or music, you repeat things. You go over and over again so that it becomes part of you, not just something on the outside, but something on the inside. And this is one of the reasons why we share the faith. So it's not just words on the book or answers to the test, but it really begins to be part of who you are. And that we change, that the truth of Jesus Christ, the reality of who he is, can change us if we want it to. And that was kind of this argument going on in the gospel. And we hear it throughout the gospels and even throughout the New Testament writings. There was a debate, and we heard it today. Why is he talking to the sinners? Why is he talking to the bad people? They're not worthy of him. Now, how often do we do the same thing? We put people in categories, and we decide who is worthy and who is not worthy, who's good and who's bad. And then we begin to gossip and tell stories about people, and then we bully people and we make fun of people because we've decided that we're better than they are. That's what was happening in the gospel. And the same thing happens today. And this is why St. Paul had to remind them, and he's reminding us again, that we've been called to something great. That we are sinners, and Jesus, the great physician, the great doctor, has come to us and has begun to heal us. Just like when you're sick and you have to go to the doctor and you take medicine, and sometimes medicine you have to take for a long time. And sometimes we can have illnesses that last for many years, maybe our whole life, that we always have to take medicine for. This is what Jesus gives us, is that medicine, so that we don't have to stay as a sinner, but we can become saints. And there's a real change that takes place in our heart. But it's not magic. You know, we have to make a choice. Again, this is why St. Paul is reminding us. Because it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget that we've been rescued, that we've been called to something greater, and that we never have permission to go back to the old way. We never have permission to put someone in a category that says we're better than they are, that they're not worthy of my friendship, they're not worthy of my time. We never have permission to bully anybody, to hit anybody. Especially boys never have permission to hit a girl for any reason. We have never had permission to lie or to cheat, even on tests. We never have permission to do the bad things, no matter if we get away with it or not. God knows. And this is why we need to be reminded of these things, because it's so easy to forget. And so we have to ask for that grace to receive this truth and decide today if I really want to be a saint or if I'm okay staying sick, if I'm okay staying the way that I was, if I prefer my own life versus the life that Jesus wants for me. In that reading from St. Paul, he listed different categories of people. So we all have a different call. We all won't be the same, which is why we can't judge people for being different than we are. Because God calls each of us individually to be saints. And just like your fingers work different than your toes, than your knee, and your eyeball, but you need all of that to be a person. The church needs everything that we have and everyone that we are. And so it's a great sin to do all those things I listed. And some of those are mortal sins. And we know, especially as we get older, if you commit a mortal sin, you can't receive communion. So if you're bullying, if you're gossiping, if you're cheating, if you're lying, if you're using foul language and the Lord's name in vain, those are all mortal sins. And you cannot receive communion until you go to confession. And this is serious. I mean, we wear red because people gave their life to live the truth of Jesus Christ. And the reason we do this, because this is the only way to freedom. This is the only way to peace and to joy and to live the life that God wants us to live. It takes courage. It takes real courage to stand up against our friends when they're doing bad things. When no adult is around. It takes courage. But you can do it. God lives inside of you if you're in a state of grace. Once you're baptized, God lives inside of you. So you have the power and the strength and the courage and the zeal to do the right thing. But you have to choose it and you have to want it. So we ask St. Matthew, we ask the Blessed Mother and all the saints to give us the courage every day to always make good choices so that the words we say are true. The words we say bring the light of the gospel to everyone. Because Jesus is the great physician. He heals us. But just like the apostles, he wants us to be part of that message. He wants us to bring that light, that truth, the healing power of the gospel to everyone we meet. So we have a choice. Do I really want to live this life? Do I want to be a saint? That's what Jesus is calling you to. He's calling you to be a saint, to live in heaven forever. Ask him, ask St. Matthew, and all the saints for the courage and the grace to always say yes to Jesus.